If the stomach zeras a kosher the way Rebbe learns, it's also anything is also. Even a chamor you can't take out with the paraduma. But if you learn it's not zeras a kosher, it's a svar like Rav Shimon says. So the svar is either people should not say the black one is the paraduma, or else people should not say yeshechting another one b'shas yeshechting the paraduma. Now those two svaras are not applied by a chamor, because by a chamor there's no shechit involved. You don't shecht the chamor, so people are not going to think it's the paraduma, and people know you're not doing malacha with the paraduma. This is a nafkamina. If it's tam exeras akosav the way Rebbe learns, even a chamor, a donkey you can't take out. But if it's not exeras akosav, it's a svar the way Rebbe Shimon learns, then a donkey you could take out with the paraduma. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Mem Gimel, Nachman. You're on top. The Pasuk says here, when Bamid Beyutes Pasuk Gimel, at the end, V'shochat ois tzolofonov, that you're supposed to shech the paraduma in front of the Kohen Gadol. So the Moradashins, Shelo yishchoy ta'acheres imo, you shouldn't make a shechita, no other carbon with it. That's V'shochat ois, only shech the paraduma, and nothing else with it. So that was a shalom before, is it a tam, according to Reb Shimon? And there was a time because people shouldn't say you're making two paradumas, therefore a chamor is mutter. Or else Rabbanan say, no, Thomas is very successive, nothing else could be done with the paraduma. Then the Pasuk says, Lofonov. What does Lofonov mean? Is the Rav, according to Rav, that says that the Kohen Gadol has to make the Shechita. So what does Lofonov mean? Shelo yisiach daiti mimenu. That the Kohen Gadol should not take away his das from the paraduma to say that he has to watch the paraduma. The person says, Lemishmeres, Lemenida, you have to watch it, should not become tummy. Lishmul, according to Shmuel Shita, Shmuel dashes from this posik of a shochat ois telefonov, sheyehe zar shoichit, that a zar could shech the paraduma, v'yeliezer roya, just the Kohen Gadol has to be there to see it. That's the posik, v'shochat ois telefonov, you shech the paraduma in front of the Kohen Gadol. That's all. But not that the Kohen Gadol himself has to do it, just that another Zahar, somebody else does it, and the Kohen Gadol just watches. That's the way Shmuel Dachshund is a Pasuk, B'shocha Dois Lofonov, like we had before. Then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Dalet, V'lokach Eliezer HaKoyin Midoma B'yetzbo, that the Kohen Gadol now takes from the dam in his hands. So with the Mora Dachshund, V'lokach Eloz HaKoyin Midoma B'yetzbo, L'Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, that Shmuel says, that the Shechita is not even with the Zahar, you don't need the Kohen Gadol, so it's very good now, this Pasuk, Lihadur Elelozer, that now the Pasuk is telling us, that to take the Dam, to make the Zerikas Adam, you but not need the Kohen Gadol. That's why it's good what the Pasuk now says, V'lokech Elelozer HaKohen. The Pasuk before, from B'shochat Ois Lofonov, goes, anybody can make the Shechita, even a Zahar. Now the Pasuk says, no, from here you need the Kohen Gadol. The Rashi says, V'lokech Elelozer HaKohen. The Kabbalah's Doma, to receive the Dam, you need the Kohen Gadol. Is Lishmul the Trashi the Dayak Lafon of Loina, Shazar Kosh Lishchit? According to Shmuel, that says the Pasuk before says that even a Zar could do the Shchit on the Paraduma, Itzrach Lenichta, the Kabbalah's Doma Elozer. It has to say now by the Kabbalah's Adam, you need the Kohen Gadol. Lihadur Elozer, to put us back to the Kohen Gadol. The Kosa Volokach Midoma, the Pasuk Buddha just said, Volokach Midoma, Hebi Mashma, the Ashrechet Koi. Whoever made the Shechit, even a Zar, he could also make the Kabbalah Adam. Therefore, the Pasuk has to say now, Pasuk Dalin, V'lokech Elozer HaKoyin, no, Yibadav can need the Kohen Gadol. L'Rav, L'chur, according to Rav, what do we need the Pasuk for? Rav learns that even the Shechita has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So why does the Pasuk have to say again now that the Kabbalah Adam is with the Kohen Gadol? Pshita. If the Shechita was done with the Kohen Gadol, Pshita, the Kabbalah Adam has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, L'Rav, true, have a miyat achamiyat. There's like two miyutim here. Like it's a second miyut to say, you benafka need the Kohen Gadol. There's the first miyut that says, v'shochat oisulafonov, that he says, it means the Kohen Gadol has to shecht it. And now it says, v'lokech elozer akoyin, again you need the Kohen Gadol. It's the miyut achamiyut. And the klal is, v'yein miyut achamiyut el l'rabbis. Whenever you have like two miyutim here, the second one is l'rabbis. What's l'rabbis? The afilu kohen hedyut. Interesting. That according to Rav, Bishas the Kabbalah Saddam, you don't need the Kohen Gadol. Even a Kohen Hedyut, you could also make the Kabbalah Saddam. According to Rav, you only need the Shechita has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. But after the Shechita, the Kabbalah is kosher even with the Kohen Hedyut. So Drash Rav, Nami Diyom HaShechita Belozor, Yehi, according to Rav, you need the Kohen Gadol to make the Shechita. So you have the Lemichta, the Kabbalah Lazar. It didn't have to say by Shas the Kabbalah, you need the Kohen Gadol. V'chikosah, when it says you need the Kohen Gadol, have a miyat achamiyat. Ule lezer, v'loy acher. V'yeh miyat achamiyat el rabbis. You know what it means? Zavka l'rabbis. See, take a kumish with you also.
Yeah.
Emiyat el miyat is the rabbis. Therefore, according to Rav, the Pasuk Dalet is telling us, v'lokach elozer ha-koyin, that lav davka the Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen Hedyit could also make the Kabbalah Saddam by the Paraduma. Weiter, v'lokach ha-koyin. Then Pasuk Vav says, v'lokach ha-koyin eitz erez v'ezoi v'shnisalas. The Kohen says has to take the wood, and the ezoi, the grass, the hyacinth, and the shnisalas, the red piece of wool. V'lokach ha-koyin eitz erez v'ezoi v'shnisalas. Is l'shmul, according to Shmuel Shita, that said what? That said that the shas l'kicha, v'lokach alos before, means after the Kohen Gadol, so l'shmul da'afilu b'kohen hedyit. It's telling us now, here even a Kohen Hedyit could do this. That was according to Shmuel, the Shita is with the Zar. Then v'lokach the Kabbalah Saddam is after with the Kohen Gadol. And now Pasuk Vav is saying, v'lokach ha-koyin, lav davka the Kohen Gadol, any Kohen now could take the eighth eres and the eighth of Shnisalas, and throw it to Betoich Sveifa Sephora. L'Rav, what do you do according to Rav Shita? L'Rav, l'chur, according to Rav, Rav already made a deal before that the Pasuk V'lokach Halos Ra'koin was the Miyat Achamiyat to say that B'Shas Kabbalah Saddam, you do not need the Kohen Gadol. It's kosher even with the regular Kohen. So why does the Pasuk have to say in Pasuk Vav V'lokach Ha'koin? It just should have said V'lokach Eseris. Like we're talking about a regular Kohen. According to Rav, B'Shas Kabbalah Saddam, you don't need the Kohen Gadol. It's enough a regular Kohen. So Pshita, to take the eighth eres and Pasuk Vav is also enough just to have a regular coin. Why does the Pasuk have to say V'lokach HaKoin? So Mar says, L'Rav Itzrich. According to Rav, no, I need this Pasuk Vav. V'al Salka Daitach HaMinach, I would have thought, Kivun Dalav Gufa Deparin Inum, since taking this eighth eres, the wood, cedar wood, and the Ezev, and the Shni Salas, the red piece of wool, and you have to throw it into the paraduma, not straight as paraduma, it's not part of the par itself. It's not a chilik of the animal itself. It's not the paro. Is only boy kain. I would have thought you don't need a kain altogether. Hey, it's true. According to Rav, to make the Kabbalah Saddam, any kain is kosher. Lav davka the kain godom. But the shas the Kabbalah Saddam, there I understand why I need a kain, because Kabbalah is not void in the paraduma. Mashenkin taking the eighth eras, I would have thought anybody could do it. Even a Zar, even if Yisrael could do it. It's Kamash Malon. Therefore, the Pasuk got to say no, even for this Inyan of taking the eighth eras and the Ezer and the Shni Salas, also it has to dafka be with a Kohen. Lav dafka Kohen Gadol, but at Kohen you need a Kohen. The Kohen Hegid has to do this. Shrashi blokach HaKohen eighth eras of Shmuel, Tiyama Kabbalah v'hazor v'yelozah hevei, ha'evei ksiv bo Kohen v'yachshur yashlokas eighth eras v'Kohen Hegid. According to Shmuel, it's very good. Shmuel says the Kabbalah Saddam has to be with a Kohen Gadol. So now the Pasuk has to say to take the eighth eres and to throw it into the fire, it's not for the regular Kohen. Have a high mashma, moitzi miyad mashma. Hey, this mashma is moitzi from what is mashma before. Hey, before it was mashmi dafka, Kohen Gadol. Now it's saying, no, it's good a regular Kohen. V'chein kol hani di arminan. Like it's saying now everything also. One Pasuk is moitzi from the Pasuk before. Ularav de mashe kabbekabbalah b'Kohen Hedyit. Have a high mashma mela. According to Rav, that Pasuk Dalet is saying even a Kohen Hedyit could do it. So the Chura Pshita in Pasuk Vav also a Kohen Hedyit could do it. Like what's the Chiddush? That's called on the Rav the Mashkabola Kohen Hedyit have a high mashma mamela. Mamela means I know it. It treats us like that. I know it. V'yena moitzim mechlal mikra shalafonim. It's not saying different from the Pasuk before. Like Pshita. The Yitzchak, and that the Gemara says, what do I need Pasuk Vav for according to Rav? Why do I have to tell me you need a Kohen? Pshita like it's enough for Kohen. You don't need a Kohen Gadol. So the Chiddush was, the Gemara says, I would have thought you don't even need a Kohen altogether. Maybe even a Zara's kosher. Kamash Malon, I call upon him and need a Kohen. That's why I need Pasuk Vav. But according to Rav, it's very good. Pasuk Dalet is saying, a Kohen can make the Kabbalah Saddam. And the Wadin, Pasuk Vav is saying, a regular Kohen can take the eighth eras, the eighth of Shni Salat, and throw it, Pateach Sveifa Sephora. But then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Zayin, V'chibes Begodav HaKohen. It says what? That the Kohen afterwards has to wash his begodim, and then the Pasuk says, V'rochat Pasar B'mayim. It's a Yud, Bamid B'Yutes, Pasuk Zayin.
Look inside also if you want to.
Yeah. Now the chidas begodim akoyin. Afterwards, the koyin that burnt the paraduma has to wash his begodim, and also he has to go to the mikvah. The post says v'yachle yovei lomach nevetomi akoyin adorim, and the koyin now is tomi until the night time. Through dashin, the chid base begodim akoyin. What does that to say akoyin? For pshita it means the koyin. It's the kihuna. It means when he's a koyin. That means when he's wearing the big dekuna. So drashi akoyin dekuna. High koyin kro yiseru. Here that the pasuk says v'chibes begodav hakoyin, like it's an extra word hakoyin, like pshitom. So I have a lemichta vela v'chibes begodav. Should have just said you have to wash your clothing, like pshitom. We're talking about the koyin that burnt the pora. V'no yedano toho diari bo they koy. The whoever the pasuk was talking about before, the koyin burning it, we're going now that he's tamei el lemisma koyin abgodav. Is a smichas the koyin has to do with the begodim. Kloimar, shebebig de kuna nasas lo yebig de choyol. When the koyin burns the paraduma, he has to be wearing his big de kuna. He can't get away with stam wearing big de choyol. He would have to wear the big de kuna. That's why the passage says, v'chibes begodav hakoyin, mashma, the koyin that you need, has to be wearing his begodim. Right, then the passage says, v'tomei hakoyin adarif, v'tomei hakoyin adarif, is koyin b'kihunai l'doiris. That tells us what, that l'doiris also need a koyin. Drashi b'tomei akoyin aderiv l'lamei da'poro shenasas l'doiris shatzricha big dekuna. The ruah din l'doiris, from then on, any time they bring a poraduma, the avoida has to be done dasku with big dekuna. So Gemara says, ho nicho l'man diyomo l'doiris b'koyin head yid shaper. L'man diyomo, it says what? That like Rav that said you need a koyin godol by the poraduma, that was only by the first poraduma. But l'doiris, it's enough to have a koyin head yid shaper. Then I need a chiddush to tell me what he has to be wearing his begodim though. Shrashi onich leman diyom liyel l'doris b'koyin hedyit v'loy gom achukim yom nekepurim, that you don't say you need the koyin godol l'doris for the future of paradumis. And then it's very good. It's tzrach lemichtav, it has to teach us here that koyin hochel lamed al shodoris shetiyasa b'big dekuna. It has to teach us that even though for the future generations you don't need a koyin godol, it's enough for koyin hedyit. So I would have thought maybe big dechol is also enough. Kamash will know. But Tomei Akoyin is only a Koyin when he wears his begodim. That the Koyin has to wear his big day Koyin hedyit. He has to wear his begodim. Then that's the chiddush here. But Elo Laman Diyoma Lederus B'Koyin Godol. But Laman Diyoma we had before, that according to Rav Shita, that Lederus, you need a Koyin Godol to make the Shkita by the Paraduma. The Koyin Godol has to do the Paraduma. So v'zoi hash the koyin godol binon maduch, you can't get away with the regular koyin. You dafka need a koyin godol. The kihuna mi boy, I need a chiddush to tell me he has to wear his begodim. Like pshita, he has to wear his begodim. But there's no mile of a koyin godol unless he's wearing his begodim. So what do I need a pasuk for to tell me? For tell me how koyin adorim, to tell me this chiddush that a koyin's only called the koyin with his begodim. If you tell me you need a koyin godol, like pshita, you need the big dekuna. Like if not for the big dekuna, he's not a koyin godol. So Mursa Zayn HaChanami, in Milsa Diyasi Bekal V'Choyma Torah V'Kosav L'Kruah. Certain times you have to say like this, even though we would have known this with the Kal V'Choyma, still the Pasuk tells us this. In other words, the Pasuk is telling us that even though we need a Kohen Gadol, you should know it's only kosher if he wears his special 8 begodim. If he doesn't wear a special begodim, the paradum is not his possible. Right, then the Pasuk says, V'osaf ish tor eis efer hapora, v'heniach. That you have to have a Torah digger person, gather together the ashes of the paraduma, v'heniach mechus l'machnen, he puts it outside the chus l'machnen, mokim tor. So, the Mordashins, ish, it says, V'osaf ish. Ish is lahach shires hazar. That you hear it doesn't say the word koyin, it's enough for man. Habi is an ish, it's kosher, even though he's a zar. Tor, what is the Pasuk got to say? V'yosef ish tor. What's the chiddush of tor? Is lahach shires isha, that even an isha is also kosher to make the astifa of the efer paraduma. After they burnt the paraduma, stam to gather together the ashes, it's kosher even with an isha. So Rashi ish lahach shirazar mishum liel minei ari b'koyin. Before we're talking about after the koyin that says v'asoru poisti chabes v'god v'mayim or v'chibes v'god of hakoyin, like we said before, is always talking about the koyin is. Therefore, here's the first time it says the word ish, that esazar lahachshir esazar, even a regular yiskrol is also kosher. Because of the osif esefer apori aviyamino koyin liyamina yari for koyin ksiv hochayish. This, I would have, without the word ish, I would have thought like before it's koyin. Therefore, it says the word ish to tell me no. Even a zar is also kosher to collect the ashes of the paraduma. Then it says the word tor is lahachshir esisha. Dilamute tomi, tell me a tomi no pshita. The chatas kai rachmona. Hey, the paraduma has a shame chatas on it. So since it has a shame chatas on it, pshita it's puzzled with the tomatika person. So why does the pasuk have to say tor? You have to be tor. It's another chiddush that even an isha is kosher to collect the ashes of the paraduma. Vayta v'niach. Then the pasuk says v'niach michutz lamachna. Take the ashes and put it down outside. Is v'dashin mi sheyesh boi daf l'niach. It's a maitza hanocha. You have to have daf. You have to be a godol that can put down the ashes. Yotzu cheresh shoyta v'kotin. A deaf person, a shoyta, and a cotton, shein behen das, they don't have das laniach, it's possible. They can't put down the paradum, the ephra, the ashes of the paradum. Well, it's a tenan hosim, learned over there like this. Hakil ksherim lakadish. Everybody is kosher to make the kiddush by the paraduma. Now, the kiddush means when you pour the ashes into the water. Drashu lakadish, lo seis mayim aloifer, the klicheris. So you have the ashes, first you put the ashes into a klicheris. And then you pour the mayim chayim into the efer paraduma. That's called kiddush. So everybody is kosher to make this kiddush, to pour the water into the ashes. Hakol ksherim lekadish chutz micheres shaita v'kotin. A cheres shaita v'kotin, they don't have das. A deaf, a dumb person, a shaita or a kotin, they don't have das. They can't do it. We have Yehuda machshir v'kotin. If Yehuda doesn't know a kotin, even though he doesn't have das, still he's kosher to make the kiddush for the paraduma. But he holds an isha is possible. We'll soon see why. An isha can't make the kiddush of the paraduma. She can't pour the water into the ashes. Over yandrugnis, that's a suffic ish, a suffic isha, because maybe he's an isha. Therefore, also we can't make the kiddush. That's a yudishita. But a cotton of yud holds his kosher to make the kiddush. Only an isha is possible. The verse says, "My time with the rabbonim." What's the time of the rabbonim swore to say the what? That an ish is kosher, only a cheres shreit v'kotin is possible. The pasuk says, v'lokhu letomei me'efas reifas achadis. This pasuk yudzayin. V'lokhu letomei me'efas reifas achadis v'nos anol of mayim chayim el keli. That you should take, for the tomatic person, from the ashes of the poror. So v'lokhu letomei me'efas reifas achadis. Is hanech devsilu lechov yasifa, the same ones that are apostle that can't make the yasifa, can't collect together the ashes, is past lechov kiddush. They have the same sulam. Those people can't make the kiddush. They can't pour the water into the ashes. Of a vahanech the asher lechov yasifa, but the same ones that we were machshir before the shas yasifa, like before we dash in the pasuk says tor l'rav says isha, that an isha is kosher to make the yasifa. So an isha could make the asifa, she could gather the ashes together. Who are then she's kosher to put the water into the ashes? Is ach lechobi kiddush. They're also kosher to make the kiddush. Now, before we dash in by the sreifa, by collecting the ashes, the pasuk says veniach. You have to have das to put it down. Lafuke koton cheres straight to the koton. Is who are then b'shas kiddush also. So the rabbanin shita is a hekish like for lochul atonim meyach asreifa zechatis. That the same people that can make the asifa, gather together the ashes, those are the same people that can make the kiddush. So just like an isha was kosher before from the word lator to make the asifa to gather the ashes, who are then she's kosher to make the kiddush, to pour the water into the ashes. And a cheresh rate of a cotton is possible both places. So drashi v'loch hu latome, bosa v'osiv ishtor. After the pasuk says an ishtor should gather together the ashes of the paraduma, uksiv zuhi avoida shachar asifa. This is the next avoida that's done after they gather the ashes together. Uksiv, the pasuk says, v'loku oisam. It means hanemorim biyasifa, zav isha, v'loy cheres shreit v'kotin. The drush we had before, the same people that could do the asifa, which was a zav, or also an isha, who are then to make the kiddush also, and not a cheres shreit v'kotin. So it's good the rabbonim shita. But Rabbi Yehuda, what's trying to view? He says just the opposite. He says, v'shas kiddush, he holds that an isha is possible, mashenken a kotin is kosher. What's the Yehuda shita? Rabbi Yehuda came, leim akruv alokach. Why does Pasuk Yud Zayin say v'lokhu? They should take Lashon Rabim. Let it just say v'lokach. My v'lokhu. Why does it say Lashon Rabim v'lokhu? The afilu kotin. The pasuk l'cho hosam hocha kosher. To tell you, even somebody that was posel over there to make the asifa, to gather the ishes together, you should know here, b'shas kiddush, pouring the water into the kli that has the ishes, is kosher with the cotton. Shrashim came, hoya adliya koi, name of a lokach. Let it just say you should take now the ishes. To hogabi asifa b'loshin yochik kasvei. Falkam there, it says loshin rabin b'loku. Elamai is coming to include something else, another person. A kotin that was posel to make the asifa, he's allowed to make the kiddush. So therefore, we include a kotin also. Of the ishim inole, but how does Rabbi Yehuda know to say that an ish is posel to make the kiddush? But the posel says, v'nosan, v'loi v'nosno. The posel says, v'loku latome me'afa sveifa tachatis, v'nosan olav mayim chayim elkeli. That you pour on top of the ishes, the mayim chayim elkeli. That says Lashon V'nosan. So we dash in V'nosan, Lashon Zohar, V'loi V'nosan, not Anisha. Anisha is not allowed to pour the water into the Efer of the Paraduma. Shrashi Ishim Inole, V'chena Adrugnis, Mishum Sofak Isha. Adrugnis is also possible, because he's a Sofak Isha. So tomorrow now, so that's from Yudishita. For the more of Rabbon, it's a good taina. How could Rabbon argue and say Anisha is kosher to make the Kiddush? I, the apostle says V'nosan, Lashon Zohar. Rabbonin, ikos the rachmona v'lokach v'nosan. Just would have said the word v'lokach and v'nosan. Both the lashon yochid havamin. I would have thought adishok chad v'yoyiv chad. I would have thought the same person that makes the asifa, that gathers the ashes together, he's the one that has to pour the water into the kli also. You can't have two people. Therefore, kos the rachmona v'loku. Therefore, the pasuk says no v'loku could be somebody else. You don't need the same person that collected the ashes. You can ask somebody else make the kiddush, pour the water into the kli that has the ashes. Now, v'kos the rachmona v'loku v'nosnu, who would have said both, v'loshin rabim, v'loku and v'nosnu, have a mean, I would have thought, and the shakli tray, v'yoy v'tray. I would have thought, you mamish need two people, b'shas maisa. You need two people to make the lakicha, to make the asifa, and you need two people to make the kiddush. His costs of Rachmana Bulokhu bin Osan, the teachers know, the Afilu Shakli Trey, Vyoyichat, that no, you could have even two people made the Asifa, so what? You could have just one person make the Lakicha, make the Kiddush. In other words, you don't but ask, you need two people. It's enough to have one. That's why the Rabbanan say it says Lashon V'nosan. V'nosan is not a diet to say a Lashon Zohar and not a Nekeva. Havadu and Isha is also kosher. It's just tell me the Kiddush, you don't need two people, it's enough one person. Trashi Rabbanan Ami Loch Liyoy Lamad Liyakoi. V'od lo kiosa v'lokach Lashon Yochid. Di kiosa v'lokach v'nosan avimin adishok achad miyofan. V'u atzma yitnenu alamayin. Kiosa v'lokach afilu shakli trey. You could have two people making the asifa, and by to only one person can make the nesina. It's not totally zebize. Right. Then the pasuk says v'lokach eizoy v'tova b'mayim. You have to say the pasuk yudches. V'lokach eizoy, they take the eizoy. V'tova b'mayim, they put it into the water. Ishtor, v'hiza al oil, v'akol ha'kelum v'al nefoshes en hoyushon. That with the azov that was dipped into the water, they spritz it on the oil and the kelim and on the nefesh that wants to become tummy now. Yevelokach azov v'tova b'mayim. Ishtor. It says you have to be a toradika person. Is l'rabonon ish v'lo yisha. According to the Rabbanan that said what, an Isha was kosher to make the Kiddush, they're telling us a diet here, to put the Ezoiv into the Mayim, it's only a man and not an Isha. That's what the Torah says Ish. The Lokach Ezoiv, the top of the Mayim, Ish Tor, the word Ish is extra, the teacher says here you can't have an Isha. Putting the Ezoiv into the water by the Tatira of the Mechat is a Davkan Ish and not an Isha. Tor, what is the person say the word Tor for? La'achshar es ha-kotin. They say even a cotton is also kosher. A cotton can put the Ezov into the Mayim and spritz it on the Torah. Rashi says, Rabbonin, the Amri HaKiddush, HaKiddush Nasa B'Yoson, Shal Asifo, that the Kiddush is kosher with the same people that can make the Asifo. Ova Asifo, Ksiv Ish Tor, Zayin Uzav Isha, that even an Isha could make the Kiddush and the Asifo, gathering the ashes and putting the water into it, is Akorkoch Ish, Ishtor, why does the Pasuk here, B'shas the Ezer, say the word Ishtor? Do'ocha lav li'achshur izav yisho, olam yisokotin, v'levi mashmi v'meilo. The imkain, if that was the pshat, lishtakru aminei, the Pasuk should have kept quiet here. V'nichta v'lokach Ezer, v'tova v'mayim, shosh should have stam say, those people that were oisik in gathering the ashes and putting the water, those people now should take the Ezer and put it into the water. Why does the apostle say again here, Ishtor? The teacher said, Ludiak. Ish is v'loy isha. An ish, even though she's kosher before for the asifa and the kiddush, here for putting the azoid, she's posel. And yeva mashma zeh moitzim yad mashma. Now this is a case of mashma moitzim yad mashma. That this posel is going to make a difference what the posel said before. And that's how we started out here. That all these parshas by Paul and Duma, one pasuk is mashma faket from the pasuk before. The pasuk before is mashma nisha is kosher, a zar is kosher, and a katan is pasul. Now we say no, that b'shas putting the ezoid into the mayim, just the opposite. A nisha is pasul, and a katan is kosher. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, what did you do with this word? Ish v'loy katan. Rabbi Yehuda that said that b'shas the kiddush, a katan was kosher. So he holds now, no, it's possible to say Ish v'loy katan, and Torah la'achshir es isha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, an isha was possible to make the kiddush. Now the possible is saying fakert. Torah is saying, put, by putting in the ezav into the mechatis, and to spritz it on the people, that's kosher even the isha. Mamish just the opposite of the Rabbanim. For the Mameis, we have a kasha now. We have a look like this. Hakol k'sherim lahazlis. Everybody is kosher to make this hazor, to put the ezav into the mechatis, and spritz it on the tummy. Chutz mi tumtis vi adrugnis vi isha. The katan sheyesh by das. Chutz mi tumtis vi adrugnis vi isha. He said, isha is possible to make this hazor. She can't put the ezav into the mayim. Who are then a tumtim and an adrugnis? These are sophic if they're a man or they're an isha. Or adrugnis have both simonim. He also has a sophic. So since maybe he has a din of an isha, therefore it's possible to make the hazor. Now, the katan sheyesh by das, what about a cotton that has das? Is isha masayosai. An isha could help him along, umazir. And even though an isha can't do it by himself, but if you have a cotton is kosher, and the isha is allowed to help him along. Because masayay ain't by mamish. It's considered like the cotton is doing it, not the isha. But I call upon him a stira. Here it says, klo akok sherim, evaita, veloi polo greb yuda. And it doesn't say Reb Yuda argues on this braisa. So it's a stira. Before, if you did just